This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. How's that Christmas shopping going, by the way, huh? Boy, I got to start mine one of these days. On our show this second hour is actress Sharon Gless. She has done so many things on the big screen and on the small screen. Multiple Emmy Awards and a Golden Globe Award. And, of course, we remember her on Cagney and Lacey. She had a book out right now called Apparently There Were Complaints. It's a memoir, and we'll be chatting about that. Essence Sullins and Nancy Woodruff from a new show on Oxygen called 9/11 Crisis Center. Academy Award-winning actor John Voight. And Marion Salzman chatting about hateful speech in America. And that's all coming up the second hour of Ron Segi Today. After a quick pause, we'll be back with Sharon Gless.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
There is a very familiar song indeed. That's from the TV show Cagney and Lacey. At one time, that show was pulling in 30 million viewers a week. Unbelievable viewership for a show that still is in syndication today. We are embarking on our 31st year of doing the show, and according to my calculations, I don't know if this is not the first time that our guest has been with us. I think it is. And boy, I tell you, I have to apologize because I love her work. She is terrific. And she's got a brand new memoir out called Apparently There Were Complaints. Joining us right now is multiple Emmy and Golden Globe award-winning actress Sharon Gless. Hi, Sharon. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I don't know what happened to us. I guess we got lost between the cracks. But you are here now, and that's great. Thank you so much for joining us. I got to tell you something. This new memoir of yours is phenomenal. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask, how did the name come about?
Well, it's an expression that's been mine for a few years, ever since I was, in the book you'll learn that I am alcoholic and did not accept it easily. Anyway, I was put in a place called Hazleton, which is sort of the Harvard of the rehabs in the United States, and there's a lot of press about it, a lot of scandal, yada yada. And when I got out, a friend of mine said to me, "You're in Hazleton." And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Why were you in Hazleton?" And out of my mouth popped, apparently there were complaints. And I liked it, and my husband, who was then not my husband, was standing next to me, he burst out laughing. And it always just always stayed with me that apparently there were complaints. So when it came time for me to write the book, when I was offered the book, I went with that title. I let the title lead me, and every chapter is based on a complaint about me.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, you certainly have written this, warts and all. You really didn't plan to write this. From what I understand, you went in to do a TV show, and you came out having to write a deal with CBS with 320 pages of your own book.
I did. That didn't work out the way I'd planned.
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes things don't happen that way. But, you know, Sharon, was it cathartic for you? Was it difficult to bring back some of these memories, or was it good?
It wasn't difficult to bring back the memories. The memories have always stayed there about me. They formed me from as a little child to my teen years to my adult years, not becoming what my parents wanted me to become. Complaints about being in my industry. I'm sure someone probably complained about me yesterday. I just don't remember.
Well, I got good news for you. I'm not going to complain at all.
Thank you. But I referred to them. They were fresh. They were always there throughout my life.
You were one of the last contract players in the history of that system in Hollywood, and you signed with Universal Studios. I was with Universal for 25 years. Yeah, I used to do our syndicated show from there. Very familiar. It's home base for me. It still is, for that matter.
Wish you'd invited me.
Well, I want to tell you, I wish that I invited you 31 years ago. This is crazy. I go down the list of accomplishments you've had in a terrific career. I mean, just absolutely phenomenal. And it's staggering because, you know, first you started off with, you know, appearances on The Rockford Files and Kojak and Bob Newhart. But then your memorable role, of course, that was bringing in 30, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, 30 million viewers a week. You don't see that anymore.
No, you don't.
Cagney and Lacey, Burn Notice, Queer as Folk.
Sometimes 50 million.
Isn't that something?
Depending on the year or the, you know. Yeah. No, you don't have numbers like that anymore because the stations are so diversified now, you know.
Well, yeah.
Believe me, Tyne Daly and I, who played Mary Beth Lacey, we had no idea what we had when we were doing it. We were two actresses just doing the best we could with these two women. But we had no idea of the impact that it would have on the country. Never been two women starring in a series, a drama, before.
You know, I've often asked that question to people who have had a lot of success on a particular project or a continuing project and never realized it. You know, singers, like people like Elvis Presley and the Beatles, you know, they didn't even know what was happening because they were too busy working. And I sense that same from you.
That is the way it was. We would work sometimes up to 18 hours a day.
Sure.
There was not a scene that we were not in. That's the way it was devised. I was not in the scene if Tyne was home with the children and her husband. If Tyne was not in the scene, if I was sleeping with somebody or out getting drunk with my father. But it was just the subject matters had never been done before, certainly not about women. They're timely even today. Sexual pressure on the workplace, abortion, breast cancer, date rape, raising children, and the most important one for Cagney was dealing with alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't have heroes of series fall from grace like that.
Right, right. Yeah, you're right. You never knew what was really behind the scenes of actors and actresses during an era when they were put so much on a platform that, boy, anything that they did that was off color, the studio nixed it somehow. They had some kind of a relationship with the media that I don't think is even possible anymore. You talk about in the book, though, you know, alcoholism, the fear of romantic commitments, and your relationship with some of Hollywood's biggest names. I mean, it's a very revealing book.
It is. I don't mean it as a, ooh, shocker. I just told the truth about, you know, the times I went through. When I look back, I always had very, really kind in my life. I was never drawn to jerks. Mm-hmm. But some of the relationships were painful because of the circumstances. And some were very lovely.
Would you change anything? Would you change anything in your career? Would you have changed anything in your life?
You know, at this stage of my life, no.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no, all of it informed me. I am as a result of what I've gone through. And I like me.
Well, I like you too.
Isn't that great?
That's great. We haven't talked to each other in 31 years, and we have something in common. We both like you. That's fantastic. Well, I got to tell you, I give you a lot of credit for a great career that always wasn't painted the way, you know, we want it to be, but you persevered.
Right.
And again, the name of the book is Apparently There Were No Complaints, and of course is done by the very talented Sharon Glass. Now, Sharon, you got to do me a favor here. We got to get down to some serious stuff here. Okay, we can't go 31 more years without talking to one another. This is crazy.
Oh, Ron, no, I'm sorry. I'm much more available.
Okay.
Anytime you call me.
That sounds great, and we will be calling you. Sharon, have a great holiday season. This, by the way, is a great Christmas gift.
And may I say hello to our men and women in uniform?
That would be great.
They're listening in, right?
I sure are, Armed Forces Radio.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to us all.
Sharon, thank you so much. Stay well, my friend, and have a great holiday season. And this book is a great holiday gift, by the way. And we look forward to your return, okay, dear?
Okay, thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Sharon. Wow, what a lovely lady she is, and a very talented one, too. And, of course, her many years on many shows, including the remarkable feat of so many huge audiences tuning in to see Cagney and Lacey, Sharon Gless. And a real quick reminder to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get there, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And if you have a little time left over, you can visit our other website, segisings.com, which profiles our concert series with a 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause right now, but there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back. Nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy Today. There's a new show. It is unbelievable. It's a great series. It's called 9/11 Crisis Center and a group of unsung heroes that answer 911 calls. Joining us right now are two of those individuals, Essence Sullins and Nancy Woodruff. Nancy, Essence, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This takes place in Chagrin Valley, which is right outside of Cleveland.
That's right. We are in a suburb of Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with it because I know, Nancy, you were born in Cleveland, as I was. I didn't even see you there when I was born.
We're just a couple minutes apart.
Just a couple. I thought I'd recognize your voice for some reason. You know, on a very serious note, let's start off with talking about what 9/11 Crisis Center is all about. Because just to give a little whetting of the appetite to our listeners, it's all about the alert dispatchers at these crisis centers. I'll let one of you go more in detail.
So the show kind of places the viewers like right in the middle of the center. So they kind of get a first-hand view of what it is that we do every day when we come to work. The beginning of a call when we answer to the moment that responding units get there.
Essence, you have been there for 6 years, right? And Nancy, you've been there for 29 years?
Well, I've only actually been with Chagrin Valley for 3, but I've been doing this for, I just celebrated my 30 years.
Now, you must have heard many things that probably keep you up at night. I mean, I can only imagine between maybe people are having a medical emergency, terrorized shots, you know, some kind of a kidnapping, stolen cars. I mean, you've heard everything, including probably parents who are anxiety-filled because they can't find their children. What is it like? How do you go to bed at night after a day at work?
You know, the thing that lets me sleep at night is knowing that I've done the best I could do with the information that I'm given and the training that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. I am human. I take on a lot of the feelings and emotions that of the callers. It's just human nature, right? You have, I mean, I'm human. It's hard. There's days that it's very hard. It's hard to get up and go back to work the next day. We do it, and we're going to keep doing it. It's not for everybody,
mm-hmm.
and I think it takes a special kind of personality, I suppose,
yeah,
to do it and do it well.
It's a very unusual job because, to a certain extent, it's like an attorney. You don't go to an attorney when everything's going good. You go there when there's a problem. And nobody calls 911 to say happy birthday. You know, they've got an issue on their mind, and that issue is primary to their whole being at that particular time, whether it's, like I say, a medical emergency, a robbery, whatever the case may be. And some people probably, I've heard some of these things on the news, probably not very easy to decipher because they're screaming or in a panic mode or crying. I mean, it's difficult.
We usually become a part of the action when it's at its highest. A lot of the times we have to deal with the emotions
When Oxygen came to you with this idea, what was your thoughts? Because I would have never thought that this would be a very, very good idea for a television show. I guess, you know, you never go for the obvious. And that, and I think an air traffic control towers are probably more exciting than, you know, mundane jobs every day. And I think probably the 9/11 is even more exciting because that is constantly on the front line, you know, on the envelope, if you will. And does it ever cease? I got to assume that with holidays coming up, this thing is going to get even more busy.
The holidays can bring out the best and the worst of people. You know, a lot of people spend holidays alone, and it's a sad time for them and not a happy time. So, you know, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just sort of picking up the pieces for somebody,
mm-hmm.
and maybe helping, you know, maybe I'm the last voice that they hear. You know, that I might, I don't know. It's hard knowing that I could be the last person that soul talks to.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. And I don't want to get too private, but have you had instances where somebody says, I'm going to end it right now? And they have, and, you know, you have had. How do you feel about that? Because obviously, as you mentioned, you're the last person they talk to. Do you feel, and you shouldn't, but do you feel like maybe you failed in trying to help them? Because you can't be everything to everybody. And I don't know how you address that and settle yourself with it.
Well, for me, I guess it's to the point where if they're calling me to say goodbye, and I've left notes for this, 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 and this. These are the instructions. You know, there's nothing I can do or say that's going to save them. You know, I obviously will try, but they've already made up their mind, and there's nothing I can do to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I've handled several suicides in progress where I've had a 14-year-old boy not be able to handle it anymore. And I had a 57-year-old man who was in dire financial straits and told us where we could find his body.
Mm.
So it was just, it's just something that you learn to deal with. You learn to categorize it and lean on the people that you love to get you through.
Now, a lot of times you hear, and of course you don't know what you hear on television about these crime stories, if they're true or just Hollywood, but if someone calls 911 and then hangs up or starts a conversation and then is disconnected, do you immediately dispatch somebody to that address if you have it? Can you trace it? Is that true, or do you just say, well, I'll wait for them to call back, because you never know why they disconnected?
So years ago when everybody had a landline, it was a lot easier because
sure.
if you call from that landline, then your address pops up. We can gather an area based on the nearest tower area of where they're at. But no, we don't know exactly where you're at if you're calling from a cell phone. But if we do get a 911 call that is disconnected prior to us gathering whatever, if we do send officers to check it out.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a fascinating show. I wish you much luck with it. And I'm very glad that Oxygen has taken this on, because it really, as I mentioned in the introduction, profiles the unsung heroes that work long hours, long after we're sleeping and thinking everything is okay. It's called 911 Crisis Center. It's Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on Oxygen. And two of its stars, if they're more than stars, they're heroes, are Essence Sullins, that's a pretty name, by the way, and Nancy Woodruff.
So, thank you.
Nancy, Essence, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with the show, and come back anytime. We'd love to hear more updates. I'm very interested in this.
Thank you so much.
It's a show to watch. And again, it's on the Oxygen channel, and it's called 911 Crisis Center. Good show. There's no doubt about it. Long overdue for a program like that. Let me repeat that so that you have no doubt when to tune in, okay? It's Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. It's on Oxygen, a great cable channel, and it's called 911 Crisis Center. It reveals the really fast-paced inner workings of an emergency call center. We're going to pause for a second, but there is more to come, live all across the USA and around the world, and on Armed Forces Radio with Ron Segi today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Across six southern states, tornadoes invade.
Considerable, extensive, catastrophic. Any of those adjectives would be appropriate here.
And the president now promising aid.
FEMA is on the ground working with each of the states to assess the damages and focus on federal support where it is needed most.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear reporting at least 70 tornado deaths. And in Edwardsville, Illinois, near St. Louis, Missouri, at least six people were killed when an Amazon warehouse collapsed in one tornado.
We identified 45 personnel who made it out of the building safely.
The Illinois governor there is saying search and rescue operations at the site will probably last for days. The latest Blue Origin rocket back on the ground after a brief 11-minute journey into space, including NFL star and Good Morning America co-host Michael Strahan on board. And this is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. And talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
across the USA and around the world on Armed Forces Radio. And I'm honored to have our next guest with us, a recipient of and four-time nominee for the Best Actor of Academy Award. Joining us right now is one talented man, John Voight. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, Ron. I'm very good, and I'm very happy to be with you.
Well, thank you very much. And I got to tell you something. Before we talk about your latest effort, a couple efforts that you got that you're out right now, is that I go back to Midnight Cowboy with you. I had some very tough times going to college, and that movie and your part in that movie really got me through a tough period, and I have now the opportunity to thank you for that.
Oh, isn't that nice? I don't know how that happened, but I that's nice to hear.
Well, I had lost my dad just the year before, and there was something about that movie that just made me feel like I wanted to go on.
Oh, boy. Isn't that interesting to say?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very moved by that.
Well,
Thank you, Ron.
And it's meant to be a compliment. It really is. Now, let's talk about this very controversial movie. It's called September Dawn, and you play the role now of the Mormon governor, Jacob Samuelson, who, under the orders of the Mormon leader, Brigham Young, slaughters a wagon train of 125 people from Arkansas and Missouri, both men, women, and children.
Yeah, but this is a documented event. Brigham Young was the governor. I play a bishop, and exactly the way you've described it is what the movie is about. It happened in 1857, September 11th.
Wow, isn't that an irony?
Yes, and of course it's about religious fanaticism, religion being used as a rationale for murder, and. The reason why I did it was because I thought it was a very, very pertinent story to tell at this time when we're facing religious fanaticism, which is we're facing a very hideous enemy that is almost incomprehensible.
Yes.
To us at this time.
Right.
In the country's history, and this gives us this little template of this. Activity 150 years ago gives us an insight into how programming can produce this hideous, murderous behavior. When we look at these, mothers around this part of the world that we're dealing with, teaching their children hatred and having them grow up to strap bombs on their backs and walk into groups of innocent people to blow them up, or the situation with the doctors recently in London.
Yeah.
We cannot comprehend how a human being, especially a doctor perhaps, who's gone through an educational system and is supposed to be concerned with all life and creates a hideous bomb that's going to incinerate 500 women in a club. This is it's almost incomprehensible. And we should know this enemy that we're dealing with is what the hideous roots are, so that we can learn the lesson of what's going to result from it. And of course, when I say all of this, what I'm really saying is we're in a war.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a serious war. And it's a war that is not only a war of a physical war, it's a psychological war, it's a theocratic war, and it's being fought with propaganda. So it's very important that we know the truth and we see what this enemy is and we don't misrepresent it.
John, with this movie,
I'm saying a lot of things.
No.
Really, I've got a lot of thoughts on my mind, and really finally it all comes down to saying, really, the troops are protecting us. We should support the troops and our government. We should all unite in this cause. It's a very serious one, and I see there's a lot of distractions and people with partisan politics and people with people misusing the airwaves to divert from the serious situation we're in.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I look on TV at night, and I'm one of these news buffs that watch all of these shows, where everybody's a talking head, and I think to myself, all the time and effort going into debating, it's like a criminal. They always say that if you take a criminal, and they spend a lot of time orchestrating a crime, and they put that time and effort into a legitimate business, that they would probably be more successful. It's the same thing here. We debate things for so long a period of time that if we put those efforts into something constructive, we might even be able to come up with a solution. And what's scary about this, and I think it's kind of portrayed in September Dawn, is that when you talk about this type of a slaughter, as, really it was, it continues today. It's like we don't learn a lesson. I mean, it doesn't continue in Arkansas and Missouri with, the Mormons crossing the territory there. But it is existing in some shape or form here in America and around the world today. We haven't learned anything.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think we have to be focused. I think we have to be united. I think this is a very, very serious time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's good to talk to you guys.
This has sparked a lot of controversy. I want everybody to know that this is probably one of the most widely distributed independent finance motion pictures in a long time, if not forever. But the controversy that it has sparked with the Mormon Church, do you think it does good for the people going to see this movie because they want to see what the controversy is all about? I mean,
you don't really
think of the Mormons of being this active as far as terrorism is concerned.
Well, let me say this. This is has nothing to do with present-day Mormons and the church at this time. A lot of things have happened 150 years ago. 150 years ago, we believed in slavery, large portion of this country. So, I mean, it's a different time. But it really is only meant... The controversy is, look, if we have something like this in our history, we must bring the truth to this chapter, to every chapter. We have to understand things as they go down so that we can make decisions in the present based on knowledge. And if we don't address them, then the horrors have a chance of recurring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the reason why this film is important to do at this time. But the Mormon Church has recently issued a response, the first time in 150 years they've addressed it in a serious way and agreed to taking responsibility to many things right up to the door of Brigham Young. And while they haven't crossed that threshold and admitted his activity and involvement, they've taken a big step.
It had to be a very satisfying thing for you to do something based on a historical event.
Well, I think, yeah, it's fun to do that because then you have you go into all of the background, and you have the real stuff, and then you try to bring it forth to the audiences of today in an authentic way.
Yeah. Do you ever slow down, John?
Listen, there'll be plenty of time for me to slow down when I'm gone,
Well, it shows your diversity, which has been the case throughout your entire career. And, John, you have no idea how nice it is to have you on the program today. And as we mentioned earlier, September Dawn, which, by the way, you can go to septemberdawn.net, and it stars probably one of the most prolific actors in our business today, John Voight.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oops. First of all, thank you to the troops. A big, big thank you to the troops. There's a character in Transformers called Optimus Prime. And when I look at the movie, I look at Optimus Prime, and I think that these are the troops. These are the heroes of our present era. And we need to be deeply grateful. And they're great, and they're a great example of courage and character in the young people today. They're setting a very high standard, and they're the best ambassadors for this country. And part of the reason why this war is starting to change now, aside from the leadership, is the character of the young people and how it's affecting the decent people.
You know what we need, John? We need more people in the public eye like you to make that point come across.
Yeah, well, I hope that just by saying it, it will encourage others to do the same, because I know there's a lot of very, very smart people out there who understand the situation and are at least as eloquent as I.
Well, and I continue to support your opinion because I think it's one well taken and true. John, you're welcome back here anytime. I could talk to you for hours and hours. Please come back and join us again.
I would be delighted to do it. I look forward to it.
Thank you, my friend. John Voight has been our very special guest. What a talent. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Ron.
You don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140, 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Sedgy Today, live nationwide and around the world. I've been anxious to talk to our next guest because it's a very fascinating subject and one that certainly applies to our society today, and that is the rage on social media and beyond. And joining us right now is Senior Vice President of Global Communications at the Philip Morris International Company, Marianne Saltzman. Hi, Marianne. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good. Thank you for having me.
You know, this is very interesting because your company has done a survey in five separate markets in Brazil, France, South Africa, South Korea, and the United States about the hatred brewing in the world and how social media plays a role in it. And they found that 70% said the level of hate and hate speech in their country has increased in the past 2 years. 52% worry that hate and hostility are hampering progress in society. I'm very interested in knowing why the Philip Morris Company is so interested in this, and I would assume it's because maybe some of the negative publicity they've had over many years about being cigarette makers. Am I off base on that?
No. I think going through moving away from combustible cigarettes, we oftentimes experience hate that is grounded in a past. But I think it was as important to us. We spend a lot of time in and around the social media monitoring trends, monitoring attitudes of adults. And what we keep seeing is just anger, people who aren't listening to one another. And then secondarily, as a company very much grounded in science and the science of progress, we feel like science is being sometimes discarded and replaced with misinformation, with opinions, rather than data and proof points. Yeah, I can't say we had a big corporate agenda when we undertook the survey. I had a few personal experiences that made me want to own it personally. One of them was I'm a brain tumor survivor. I had my third brain tumor removed last March. I had a really bizarre experience at the hospital. A very, very lovely clinician said to me, how could you work for a company like that? And I thought, wow. And more recently, I was online at O'Hare Airport, and a lady hit me over the head with her pocketbook because she didn't know I worked at Philip Morris. She was just human to human. She hit me over the head with her pocketbook because she thought I was cutting online. I was like, ma'am, first of all, I have 4 hours between my next flight. You can go in front of me. I'm only going from one line to the next.
Wow.
Why are you so angry?
That's amazing.
And so I think that we all wanted to quantify it and qualify to try to understand what's going on. What could we do to make things better? There's obviously business impact for ourselves and for any corporation. I think there's just a lot of curiosity about how to make the world maybe a little bit more kind, a little bit less hate-filled.
Yeah. Well, I tell you something, we need that. There ain't no question about it. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, though, because I was very intrigued by the fact that the company is working to deliver a smoke-free future thanks to, as you mentioned, sign-based technology. How do you stay in that business with a smoke-free environment?
So, first of all, a major transformation. We've migrated so that 30% of our product mix right now is smoke-free. We've gone through the FDA process and gotten authorization to put product out there that is better for legal age smokers, and we're very committed to what we call our triplet, which is if you don't smoke, don't start. If you won't quit, change. Many people have noticed in the media we've been acquiring companies that are outside of our space, that are much more in the wellness and self-care space. You reinvent yourself to recognize that there'll come a day, as our CEO says, when people will say, oh God, Philip Morris, did they used to sell cigarettes?
Really? Wow, that's amazing. I mean, that really is amazing to me because of the fact that, I mean, my father used to smoke Philip Morris all the time. I mean, that was his brand. But it's amazing to me that an industry that had so much sales success would change, you know, their entire branding. I mean, that's unbelievable. Well, I had to ask that question because it was kind of interesting to me. Let's talk about some of the recommendations that you talk about in making and challenging these critical issues. Like you say, you have to engage. In fact, it's almost like the old location, location, location. You say you engage, engage, engage.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's really dialogue. Without dialogue, we are just such polarized people. We all think we know what we know. We all believe what we know. And if we don't get into the hard conversations, we're not going to change.
But you know, Mary, one of the problems I think we have is nobody is listening. I mean, people are talking, and they hear it, but they don't buy into it. I mean, whether you watch one newscast or another newscast or read one newspaper or another newspaper or on social media, you know, when somebody gets something in their head, they are closed to listening to the opposite side. That's bad.
Yeah, but you know, it's really interesting that our own studies said that there is an openness dialogue. 81% of people globally, 77% of Americans, and there were 1,000 Americans in our sample, so that even when they strongly disagree with someone, they're more likely to consider their arguments if their opponents are open to dialogue and willing to address concerns and questions.
Right.
And I've certainly found that as a communicator on behalf of Philip Morris. If I simply take the attitude, well, you're wrong, the conversation's going to go nowhere. If I raise the question, well, what do you know about what we've been doing over the last 5 years since we committed to smoke-free? We have to all start listening. I mean, you know, one of the great learnings, and it goes back to something my grandmother used to say, if you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. I think that sometimes we have to listen and understand the person on the other side. Why do they feel the way they feel? You know, one of the things we argue is you've got to stand in someone else's shoes. My dad died from lung cancer. I'm a never smoker. It took them 7 months of dialoguing with me. In the beginning, when I was approached to come and take this job, I was like, are you nuts?
Wow.
Like, if I didn't like the person that approached me, who was an external headhunter, I would have hung up. I mean, I would have been like, as it was, I was like almost offended that someone called me. And then in looking at what the company was becoming, I was like, what's the matter with me that I'm so closed-minded? I really had to go through this whole period of discovery, of learning, of asking very hard questions, of asking hard questions of myself. Look, we're changing, but 30% of our revenues come from these better products. 70% still come globally from cigarettes. Could I live with that? Could I live with the idea that change takes time? You can't change overnight. If we stopped selling cigarettes tonight, people will continue to smoke.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
So what we need to do is bring our legal age smokers to better products if we can't convince them to quit.
That's a fascinating story you tell about your personal experience. Boy, that's a movie. Marianne, I know that you're on a busy schedule. I invite you to come back. Is there a website we can go to for more information?
Yes, there absolutely is, and it is pmi.com/letstalk.
Okay, and let's talk soon, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. I tell you, what an interesting conversation and a story there. That kind of hits home, I tell you. And our guest has been Marianne Saltzman, one of the top world trend spotters and the Senior Vice President of Global Communications at Philip Morris. And we're going to pause only momentarily, but there's more to come live with Ron Seggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Paid or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need
need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-461-2114. 800-461-2114. That's 800-461-2114. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
Well, that's going to put a wrapper on things for today's show. We want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include the Thai Yellow Ribbon guy, Tony Orlando, the Oom Papa Mau Mau guy, Richard Sturban, Melinda Emerson from the Small Business Organization, actress Sharon Gless, from 9/11 Crisis Center, a new show on Oxygen, Essence Sullins, and Nancy Woodruff, actor John Voight, and Marion Salzman. We'll look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.